Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it comes to pass that she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it to her and send her out of his house. And when she has departed out of his house, she may go and become another man's wife. And if the latter husband hates her and writes her a bill of divorcement and gives it in her hand, and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband dies, which took her to be his wife, her former husband who sent her away may not take her again to be his wife, after she is defiled, because that is abomination before the Lord Jehovah. And you shall not cause the land to sin, which the Lord Jehovah, your God, gives you for an inheritance. When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife which he has taken. No man shall take the bottom or the upper millstone to pledge, because he takes a man's life to pledge. If a man is found stealing any of his brothers of the children of Israel and makes merchandise of him, or sells him, then that thief shall die, and you shall put evil away from among you. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that you observe diligently, and do according to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. Remember what the Lord Jehovah your God did to Miriam, by the way, after you had come forth out of Egypt. When you lend to your brother anything, you shall not go into his house to fetch his pledge. You shall stand abroad, and the man to whom you lend shall bring out the pledge abroad to you. And if the man is poor, you shall not sleep with his pledge. In any case, you shall return to him the pledge when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his own clothing and bless you. And it shall be righteousness to you before the Lord Jehovah your God. You shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he is of your brothers or of your strangers who are in your land within your gates. At his day you shall give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it because he is poor and sets his heart upon it, lest he cry against you to the Lord Jehovah, and it is sin to you. The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. You shall not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's clothing to pledge. But you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and the Lord Jehovah your God redeemed you from there. Therefore I command you to do this thing. When you cut down your harvest in your field, and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord Jehovah your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not go over the branches again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command you to do this thing.